This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Joining us right now on the Trocare College Live line is Bills play-by-play man Chris Brown. You'll hear him with Eric Wood and Sal Capaccio on the radio broadcast of this Sunday's Bills-Eagles game at Highmark Stadium. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. And for the Bills, the playoffs are already set. They're already clinched. They don't have to worry about that. But the focus now tries to shift on what they can do to try to keep their AFC hopes alive. They got the toughest challenge here remaining of the two teams between them and the Patriots. Just when you look at the AFC East, I mean, it seems like a tall task, but the window is still slightly open for the Bills to be able to still take the division.
Yeah, they do need help, mainly from one of their other two division rivals, either the Jets this week or the Dolphins next week would have to beat the Patriots, and the Bills would have to win out to take the division. So you don't control your own destiny there. I think there is still the added incentive of, at the very least, improving your wild card standing as best as possible. That also is achieved by stacking wins here down the stretch, because it's a very tight race there as well, with the Chargers having an identical record as the Bills and a better conference record, which would give them the tiebreaker edge. And then just a game behind the Bills are the Houston Texans, who, as we know, have the head-to-head tiebreaker on Buffalo. So if they finished with an identical one-loss record, they would move ahead of them in the wild card seedings as well. So there's still some incentive here to stack wins, even though you know you're going to the postseason.
And how vital is this game for the Bills? What do they have to do to beat Philadelphia? Because Philadelphia, they're not rolling over.
No, I mean, they've clinched their division. So they know they're going to the postseason as well. I haven't checked the NFC side of the ledger to see if they could improve their seeding, because I know there's some teams really at the very top of that conference, you know, that are doing very well. Seattle and LA Rams are still battling each other for the NFC West title, along with the 49ers. But I think the Bills have to use what has worked very well for them all season long, and that is their run game with James Cook, who is now the league's leading rusher with over 1,500 yards on the ground this season in 15 games. So lean into that. The Eagles have not been as good a run defense as they were a year ago. They're 21st in the league against the run. I would anticipate Philadelphia is going to do a very similar thing, because they've had trouble getting their offense on track until they leaned into their run game with Saquon Barkley, last year's offensive player of the year. So I think both teams are going to try to run the ball here early. and then see if they can use some pass game and play action off of that.
Yeah, you made mention of the Eagles offense, Chris, with Saquon Barkley still being that catalyst for them, and kind of he's kind of that spark plug that gets that engine going, because under Kevin Petullo, who's the new offensive coordinator, it seems that the rest of their offense in general has kind of lacked that explosiveness that they did last year.
Yeah, I will say they are getting A.J. Brown more involved the last couple of weeks. You know, he is still their leading receiver, and there was a lot of angst mid-season because Jalen Hurts was not connecting with Brown through the course of games nearly as much as fans expected. There was a whole uproar. There was a little bit of a disconnect between the quarterback and their number one receiver, but it appears, at least for now, they've smoothed things over. A.J. Brown's getting a lot more targets per game, and so, you know, they're going to have to come up with an answer for that. I would imagine Christian Benford is going to follow him in man coverage calls. That's kind of been the Bills' MO when facing a top-flight receiver the caliber of Brown.
And one thing I have noticed here, the Bills seem to play a tale of two halves. Either they struggle in the first half, bounce back in the second half. Last week we saw them take the early lead and struggle to hang on for a win. How important is it that the Bills play two consistently good halves Sunday against Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia is a very big step up in weight class from the Cleveland Browns last week. So, yeah, it's a dangerous game to play, you know, playing 30 minutes of solid football. So I think the Bills are fully aware that they've got to play a 60-minute game against the defending Super Bowl champions. And I think they'll be up for this one. We just have to keep an eye on exactly who's going to be available. We should make mention of the fact that even though the Bills had just a walkthrough practice earlier this week and did not practice yesterday, the team still has to put out an estimation of player participation. And Josh Allen's been limited the last 2 days because of his foot injury suffered in the Cleveland game. So we'll have to see where that ends up this afternoon when the Friday injury report comes out and provides status for game on Sunday. So he's nicked up right now, and there's a few other players, you know, Taron Johnson, Cam Lewis, Shaq Thompson, those guys also limited. And then you got guys that are still not even considered participants in practice. You know, Daquan Jones' calf injury has popped up again. Dawson Knox now has a knee injury. So, you know, Jordan Poyer had a hamstring injury at the end of the game last week. So we're going to have to keep an eye on what the injury report looks like because there's some new names there.
Yeah, and with Josh Allen's foot injury, Chris, how much does that complicate the Bills' offensive game plan, especially with a Eagles defense that can get aggressive at times and really make life hectic for opposing quarterbacks?
Yeah, I really think it's an assessment they're going to have to make today. Like, if Josh is participating in practice, how is his mobility? Is he, you know, the elusive player that we've all come to know and love, or is his mobility compromised by this foot injury? Because if he can't get himself out of trouble, you do not want to put him at risk in a game. So I'm not saying he's not going to play. He has insisted all week that he's going to be fine to play in the game. But I think if his mobility is compromised, you may have to change, you know, how you block up pass protection and other things. If you know that Josh can't roll out, you know, on a bootleg or avoid, you know, a blitzer. So I really think there's going to be some interesting decisions here based on how Josh looks in practice today.
Bills radio man, play-by-play man Chris Brown joining us on the Trocare College Live Line. Chris, enjoy the broadcast this Sunday. We'll be listening to you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, have a good weekend, guys.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast